Hello, it's Wildcards, the show where you vote on what we spend our time talking about. And I tell you what, Lizzie Doyle has chosen some excellent categories this week. I couldn't have picked between them, so I'm glad that it's you that's had to. We're going to talk about Liverpool current. We're going to talk about Liverpool's past. We're going to talk about general football, of which there's actually quite a lot to talk about at the moment. And then we're going to talk about a random category that you have decided and that we'll inevitably spend much longer talking about than we did about the football, because that's just the way it usually goes. With me, I've got Lizzie Doyle. I've got Josh Sexton. I've got Adam. I have got Claire Brookfield, and I've got Johnny Milburn. Hello, friends. How are we all doing on this lovely Zoom afternoon?
Good.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
We're all enjoying ourselves. Johnny is coming to us from the year 2025 with futuristic headphones and a Zoom account that allows him to record. So we all know who's got shares in Tesla on this call.
I just seen Adam there. I didn't realise he was calling from the cockpit of a Messerschmitt fighter jet.
Adam's got some serious headphones on, but he's also in front of a screen that makes it look like he's going to have to tell us that his captors are treating him well.
Yeah, listen, just be grateful, because I've got the little weird metal thing that I've managed to find a way to get rid of that. People used to moan about the metal thing, so, you know, at least now you're just looking at me in front of a duvet.
I was trying to work out what it was.
I am your father.
Looks like you're going to hold up today's paper and let us know which of your body parts is getting mailed first. I don't know, like, they're trying to obscure where you are. But anyway, let's dive straight into our LFC current. And I tell you what, everyone wanted us to talk about Minamino. Your options were pre-season friendlies, second choice keeper. But with 57% of the vote, it's Minamino that we're going to be chatting about. So obviously, we can talk about how he's done so far, what we hope the future holds for him, and just generally how lovely a lad he seems. But Josh, I'm going to come to you first and, I guess, ask you, when you're assessing last season, assessing Minamino's performance, I don't know how easy it is to do, because he is about a bit, he's not about a lot, but kind of what do you think of what we saw of Minamino so far?
I'm probably in the minority, to be fair, who's been quite excited about what we've seen of him so far. I think he's shown enough in the games for there to be something there for us to be excited about for the future. I think, look, he's not got the goals, and he's not got them sort of, you know, crucial contributions that we may have wanted him to make. I think there's a few people who just generally with transfers expect these players to hit the ground running. I sort of think that when you sign a player who's that young for that kind of fee from a team like Salzburg, where it was such a sort of cushy setup, if you want to call it that, and he was so sort of ingrained as part of that team, I think it is difficult for him coming into this Liverpool side. But yeah, like I say, I think he's worked hard enough. I've not been sort of unimpressed by his work rate at all. I think, look, he's not the quickest player in the world, but he's got that sort of, he's one of them players who's got that extra yard mentally from sort of the off. And I think he's one of them players who's not afraid of trying to beat a man either. He's not afraid of trying to play in the half space. And I think that's something which is crucial for this Liverpool team. To be honest, I think we need more of those kinds of players, and I think that's something you've seen, particularly in Liverpool's midfield this season. It is maybe where Naby Keita does stand out so much compared to the other players, and I think Minamino is in that same kind of mold as Naby Keita is.